Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm here. I'm just for everybody's edification, I'm not fully integrated back in, and like I think everybody that was there is having crown challenges. So,
oh.
At any rate, thrilled to be here, and I want to give a really special thank you to everyone that participated by, cleansing, programming their wonderful crystals, going so out of their way, to put those crystals in significant places on the planet. Even if you just put them in your front yard, it doesn't really matter. I want you to know that it was so greatly appreciated by the crystals, certainly by myself, by all of the participants on every level, every dimension. Those crystals lit up, and I have to give everybody a heads up here, which I think is fabulous, that there was a sighting in New York yesterday, right in Manhattan. There was another one on the 13th at like 5:30 in the morning, which Darling Squirrel forwarded, and it was filmed over the Golden Gate Bridge. There were two ships. And so for those that got their crystals at the Golden Gate Bridge, Jennifer, I know you did. I think somebody else did, but I don't know for certain. And what they're telling me, there will be more sightings. You may or may not see them, but there's a lot of excitement on the other side of the veil. So
yay.
Tonight, opening of the Stargate, and we're going to talk about some of the things that happened and show dedication to all of you that participated in any way, even if unconsciously in the opening of the Stargate. You may not have been consciously aware, but if you've been listening to the shows or working with us, I can tell you that you were participating. There is no, and a lot of other people that we don't know personally. This event is being celebrated throughout the universe because there was such great questioning that could ever happen in this way. A special thank you to all of you that were there and to all of you who went to all your thought and work to cleanse and program and lovingly bury your crystals in significant places. Again, a major thank you. This event could not have happened without all of you. Absolutely could not have. I mean, this was a joint effort. So I want to share a couple of emails here. Because they're pretty interesting. They've started coming in now, people's kind of post-intensive experiences. And I'm always excited to hear from people and hear what they're going through. I'm not really... This one came from Laura, and this was from her children, which I thought was really amazing. Let's see. There's a part of me that wants to cry, but not for sorrow, for relief. I have a feeling that I've become much more expansive, that my space I'm living in is vastly different, and I'm learning to adjust to that space. Her daughter, Haley, who we've talked about on the show a lot, this is the, I think she's 11 and a half, and she's channeling a being from a mothership, called me on my drive home Monday, urgently telling me that she needed to talk, that home was different. she was concerned about what she was seeing because she'd been away with her father, and she wanted to know if she was going to be all right. There was bright blue lights everywhere in the house, and the light from her fingertips had grown very long. She said everything in the house was a sharp, bright blue light, and that the field of energy had changed. The colors would change when she blinked, but everything was in the shades of blue and purple. I thought at first she meant that there were orbs or geometrical shapes floating around. However, after listening further to what she was, the outline of everything in the house, couches, chairs, picture frames, were sharply intensified, and their energy field had expanded. Which I love this. I told her not to worry, that it was quite wonderful and exciting, and that she had so much to share. Both Greg, her son, and Haley planted their own crystals in their special places for the opening of the Stargate. When I got home, both of them were so excited and immediately began to ask questions. I shared for about 2 minutes, and they both became irritated and angry that they were not there at the intensive, blaming their dad, which I think is very cute, poor dad. I reminded them that the planting of the crystals for the opening of the Stargates and joining would stay with them forever. With that, they calmed down. With that, a calm came over them. So I thought that was just adorable. Here's another one. Let's see, this is from Dear Squirrel, who is always so humorous. I want to share my post-intensive experiences with you up until today, that is. I'm certain there's more energy changes yet to come, but before that, I want to say how grateful I am to all of you, and being in my life, seeing and being with all of you again was the type of joy that brings one to tears. A very heartfelt emotion for me. You are all such special and beautiful souls, and I agree. I traveled most Tuesday and spent a good bit of time in airports, Las Vegas, then Denver. I felt people drawn to me or staring at me, and I was beginning to feel self-conscious and wondered if someone could actually see food stuck in my braces from that amount of distance. Stop smiling, I thought. Nothing changed, however, so I was approached or asked a question by various soul encounters, magnetism of some sort, perhaps. I arrived back to Jackson Hole that night, and I admit I was tired, but traveling can be like that. I slept with all my charged crystals, and overall it was a peaceful sleep. I woke this morning with great expectations of getting things done, and if you know what I mean, after being out of town for several days, I was raring to go and accomplish many tasks. My intentions for crystal wink clear to me. However, I believe the team had other plans for my precious time. Yes, that's right. I was slammed and relegated to my bed after being awake for maybe 4 hours. Good thing I failed to make my bed, therefore crawling back in was a snap. I felt what I lovingly refer to as the Kundalini flu, where I can't stay awake and I'm feeling the chills with nothing left to do but plop my head on the pillow and sleep through it. Another round of integrating physical changes for what seemed to be like the 15,000th time. So I don't need to tell you I got absolutely nothing done today. From the team's perspective, I achieved what I was meant to achieve. Yeah, tell that to all the laundry piling up, dust bunnies in my house, or the empty refrigerator. Here is my question to all of you. Do you think that by returning to our homes after the intensive, we were now in our own personal Stargate? That is because the crystals were brought with us, and the crystals that were placed or buried in or around our homes were now so highly activated that we're feeling a vortex of intense energy. That's what I believe may have happened to me today. Would so love to hear your experiences, so do tell. And so then there was another one in response to this. Dear Squirrel, thank you for sharing. Your experiences are similar to mine, peaks of magnetism with energy and then the plunge. Agree that people were staring and highly attentive in the airport. I had one man on my airplane that was making me feel uncomfortable because he stared so much. I now realize he probably was part of the Stargate experience or sensed the energy and wanted to share. Like you, I felt I had toilet paper hanging from my pants. Monday was a typical day, although it felt surreal. I was quite energetic and happy. However, at 4 a.m. Monday night, I woke up and the room was spinning beyond belief. I got extremely nauseated and had lost all equilibrium. I tried going back to bed and entered into a deep, deep sleep where I dreamt that I was in a large amphitheater with animals, and Karen, one of the attendees, was there. They were teaching us to fly. We did many trial flights and landings, and this went on for a long time. When we got back to the amphitheater, I realized that a great deal of time went by, and I missed my flight to get back to San Francisco from New York. I laughed and said to Karen that I guess I don't need airplanes anymore. I woke up at 10 a.m. and was in and out of sleep and was dizzy the entire day Tuesday. I also saw a hummingbird and butterfly fly by my bedroom window within minutes of each. My husband was in the room. There are signs for us of my mother-in-law and his brother. Life is interesting indeed. So happy to have you in my life. See somebody else, Jacqueline. My heart's filled with gratitude for what you did to bring this to this place and time when we came together to open a Stargate. My head is still light and at the same time feels extremely big. As you would say, I think I have a fat head. So, now, Veronica, you were helping a friend of yours who's been very ill, weren't you?
Yes, and I took four crystals, and we planted them. She had a big medicine wheel out on the acreage right around. It's a very beautiful area. And so I went out and did them out there. And she was very pleased because she likes that kind of thing as well, you know.
And how's she doing?
She's going very fast, so I hope to see her again, but I don't know. And but you know what's really interesting about her is she's really conscious about it all, and we had wonderful, wonderful conversations about it and deep sharings and so on. So I'm sad, but I feel that she's doing it consciously, what can I say?
Wonderful, honey.
And I believe that the energy that we focused on for, you know, the attentions that we planted, I think that made a big difference, too.
Good.
I don't know, but we both felt really happy, which is an odd thing to say when you're with someone who's dying, you know?
Yes, of course it is.
But it's so loving.
Wonderful. Yes.
Yeah, so loving. So.
And it really feels as though there are a lot of beings waiting for her to cross over to help her, too. I mean, believe me, the other side of the veil is fabulous.
Yeah. Well, she's a big follower. She's a big explorer of all of this kind of thing as well. So she's not too, you know what I mean? It's great to hear that because that's what she's believing too.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, no, I feel that there are a lot of beings waiting. I think that's why her crossing over is accelerated right now so that she doesn't have to spend a lot of time going through the transitional process.
Isn't it interesting, Jackie, where you think, like I spoke to her tonight on the phone, and I found myself thinking, gee, I hope that whatever comes up over the next few days just takes her really fast. And then I went,
yeah.
Oh, what a horrible thing to say, except that
we know
where that came from, yeah.
No, not at all.
She was saying there's some debilitating phases going on, and she sounded a little, you know, like it would be nice just to fly, thank you. You know.
She'll be flying soon, honey.
I hope so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She'll be flying soon.
And I'll miss her, but we're going to work together.
Of course.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
That, yeah. The other thing that I want to say that's really interesting is that she's pretty conscious. So what we worked on was getting rid of old frequencies and so on, like other lives and all of that kind of stuff, and she's really conscious that she does not want to haul any of that stuff with her again.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so that was a delightful aspect.
Yes, great work, Veronica.
I hope so, because I just loved it.
Wonderful, sweetheart.
We really loved each other, yeah. And we had been estranged for 3 years.
Right.
So that was a good healing, too. We both laughed about that, so that was stupid.
Well,
well, it's good when you could laugh with a friend over that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course it is.
So thanks, and I felt the presence. Many people were attentive to that, and I felt the support for her. That is really nice. It's very uplifting. Opening her stargate, right?
Absolutely. Well, the stargate's open, honey. Transition will be easy.
We greet.
That's why I say I feel like there are quite a few waiting for her, and it'll be very exciting. Not nearly as traumatic as it can be sometimes when people cross over. So
I want that for her so much. You know, for all of us, don't we?
Absolutely. And you know, I have to tell you, after this experience, you know, we had some people that weren't excited about coming back.
I can see why.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to kind of give an overview for people who couldn't attend, so they kind of understand, you know, what we did and why it was important, because there were some really powerful pieces. And the first place we went was to Andromeda, because to the Andromedan High Council. And Andromeda, the galaxy of Andromeda and our galaxy are merging together. So the Andromedans, and this is, you know, the healing teams and so on, the majority of them come out of, organized by Andromeda, but although there are many beings that participate in healing work from many other places, not just Andromeda. And, but they tend to, this is kind of where the whole healing organization originated, the whole concept and idea was, you know, let's get in there and get it cleaned up as much as we can as people are ready. And
get what cleaned up, the whole?
Well, help as many humans as are willing to heal and, on all levels, in essence.
To make the shift, is that what you'd say, too?
Of course. Absolutely. And but a lot of the physical healing teams are of Andromeda as well. And as Joan Ocean said, you know, she was used to working with Arcturus and Sirius and so on. Then one day Andromeda popped in and she was shocked. You know, she was just kind of like, whoa, where'd you guys come from? So it was very, very interesting, and I remember when they came in. But and there was an ancient one that came in who is, in essence, the titular head of all of this in Andromeda, and absolutely magnificent. I mean, it was very, very, very beautiful, incredibly emotional. I really was not present for the experiences until we got to the Federation of Worlds. From there, we went to the Pleiades. And that was when I was preparing everything for the Pleiadian experience. And for people that are listening tonight, there were about 70 or 80 pieces of music. And so what happens is they drop in the music and then they give me experiences. What I have come to learn, however, is I think they give me busy work, and I think they allow me to go through this to have my own experiences before the intensive. And then when we do the intensive, really and truly, I have no idea where this stuff is coming from. It's like, what? However, they tend to tie it to the music, which I give them a lot of credit for. But it makes me laugh that I'm having these incredible visual experiences in the garage, because I can't sit in the, I had all the speakers set, well, two of them, set up in a living room with all the equipment. But the sound is so powerful and so emotional. I mean, it's really working on the emotional body, that I had to sit in the garage and just have the door open, you know, like 10 inches or so, and let it kind of waft into the garage. It was too much to sit in the living room. I absolutely could not work in the living room. It was too powerful. And, you know, I was there with a yellow tablet just writing and thinking, God, I could do movies, and this is so exciting, and the visuals are coming. And so I did this. What I didn't know is I'd already done the music for, and I don't remember the music, which is very fascinating to me. I'd done the music for Pleiades, the Pleiades. Came back the next weekend and redid it without realizing it was already sitting right there. I mean, it was on my computer. You could see it when you opened up my program, but I didn't see it. And so there was a whole new set of music that came in, and along with it came the Draconians. And so I was very surprised, and I thought, oh, geez, here we go. So as the music came in, you know, I recorded all, so on, and I do each meditation. And then when everything is all done, then, you know, I play the music for that meditation, and I go out, and, you know, they're giving me all these visuals, and I'm making notes. And the Draconian piece was so fascinating, and it was the Draconians and several, but there are many different races of reptilians, and but the Draconians are the ones that many people feel are part of the Illuminati, and you know, they're the great big ones. They're pretty scary looking. And it required, because they left their shadow in Orion when they went to the Pleiades, there was this whole separation of the shadow, and it created a lot of havoc in, you know, our sector of the universe. So the whole key was for us to embrace our shadow in order to have the courage to face them, to allow them to be able to integrate their shadow through us. And so it was incredibly powerful. What was fascinating to me, and when I was doing it, writing the notes, my whole body was just going through all these changes and so on.
Can I just ask you something? I mean, it was like we do their shadow work for them? Is that it?
Well, in essence, owning our... We carry their DNA. Okay, every one of us carry reptilian DNA.
Okay.
We carry the DNA of many different races. That's what makes us so unique in the universe.
Right.
So in essence, because they're family, okay, by embracing our own shadow, A, we were able to face them, and by doing that, it helping them to integrate the shadow that they left through us. So in essence, it was a very much a, you know, I'm sure I'm not giving this adequate explanation, but I can't do a lot of channeling tonight because I'm not really very integrated, and I can't blow myself out much more than I already am. What was interesting is there were people that had things to heal with the reptilians, and this was a very confrontive experience. What was interesting is a lot of people went there with absolute love and peace, and I was fascinated by this group of people and how beautifully they worked with this. And, you know, this was not something that, you know, you put in your announcement, opening a Stargate, by the way, we'll be dealing with the reptilians and the Draconians. You know, I figured that's the fastest way in the world to get people not to come. Oh, and, ooh, P.S., also your shadow. So so it was very powerful. We then, obviously there were breaks and things in between all of this, but we then went to Sirius, and then there were a group of people who were so touched by the beauty of Sirius that was, I would say there was more emotion around going to Sirius to meet with the High Council of Sirius. We had to get permission to open the Stargate each place we went. And that was in order to go before the Federation of Worlds and all the associations and federations. That peace with the Pleiadians was imperative, okay, and the reptilians. Also with Andromeda and also with Sirius. But Sirius was, it was interesting to me that people were so touched by the love and the beauty and that everything was alive. It was so extraordinarily beautiful that it was very emotional. I have a girlfriend who was there named Kathleen, and it was her daughter that opened when I did. And Kathleen, nothing has ever gotten to her. I mean, you know, we went through the Debbie Ford shadow work and the, you know, and she was in the group that Debbie deemed the resistant assholes. And, I mean, nobody could break her down. Not because she's not the most loving person in the world. She is. It's just that she somehow is very shielded and could never get to it. But the Syrian peace, that experience completely undid her. That was huge. And it was so beautiful.
Mm.
And then the second day, we, after doing all of that, went before the, not only the Federation of Worlds, but all the associations and federations from all over the universe. And I would venture to say there were some that were not from our universe as well. I have a wonderful friend who also works with us that is a collective walk-in, and she's also the CEO of a lovely company, and you know, talk about in disguise, but she does sets grids all over the planet, and she's an astounding being, elegant and extraordinary. And she called me right after the intensive the next night, and she said that she had been at the airport three different times to fly in. The last time she went just in the clothes she was in because there was a concern about holding the energies, which I thought was very sweet for me, and whether or not everything was in place, you know. And and what she said, which I loved, she said, no one turned away. No one walked out. And what was fascinating is that there was such a question about whether or not, as a group of humans, that we could do what we did and get there. It was, and the honoring for everybody that was there was so huge. There were many more than our group, by the way. There are many of you, of course, you were there. Many other beings that joined us. A lot of people, certainly a lot of people I've talked to that weren't at the intensive, went out on Saturday and Sunday. So, but for me, this piece undid me. This is the one that I completely came apart. I mean, I don't think I've ever had anything. And you know, after the last intensive, you know, that was pretty big, but this just completely undid me because
the Syrian part, especially
no, the Federation of Worlds
and
all the associations of federations. It was very personal to me, and because I really believed before I came in this lifetime that this could happen and that there would be enough people that would be willing to do the work and heal and so on, to take their power, to be able to go there and really, in their full empowerment, be able to face that whole group and come with their intention of opening a Stargate. And I, you know, for me, it was like my pivotal moment. It was a pivotal moment for me. It was, you know, we did it. We absolutely did it. And everybody, you know, it was a synergy. It was the, you know, where the sum of the parts is greater, or the, yeah, greater than the whole, or the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. I don't know how that one works. But it was just so incredible. And it was very cute because my son and my granddaughter, there was a hologram because it was so big. You couldn't see all the beings that were there, and the head of the Federation, it was held at the Federation, but all these other associations and councils and so on came in. the head of the Federation, and it's so big you can't even see the being sitting at the table. A hologram came up in front of us of their face. And what was cute is that my son and my granddaughter, the moment that happened, both of them went out. And I asked my son, I said, why did you go out? And he said, Mom, I was home.
That's great.
I thought it was adorable. So, and then there was a channeling, and this was an argument. Again, my own negative ego, I want you to understand, I own this wholeheartedly. And I had additional music. Because, again, I think they just pat me on the head and let me go. You know, there was going to be this and there was going to be that and so on. And so I settled on, well, I won't say I. the energy of God coming through, okay? And you know, there was a real question of whether or not we could do this because that energy is so huge, whether it's God or Goddess, it's so big that to come through whether or not, you know, I mean, I laughed about this for 2 months about whether or not I should be sitting on a mountaintop somewhere fasting, which is not me. And, the energy that came through, and I, you know, again, I don't know, because once it came in, it was physically very challenging. And I know I should not have eaten. That part I got loud and clear. That's always a... but from what we can tell, and I think Bob, your Bob, said that they were speaking as we... And the energy was both masculine and feminine, which, you know, leads me to believe it was God and Goddess. Mm. And very, very, but, you know, the negative ego has a real challenge with this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something you run around and go, oh, gee, I channeled this or that. It's not, I'm not looking for, you know, the big kudos for this stuff. If anything, I kind of sit around and think, you know, why me? You know, I don't fit it. You know, the boobs, the blonde hair, the cigarettes, it just doesn't, it kind of doesn't work. But it was very powerful. And right from that, we went into opening the Stargate. And I was pretty much, I was gone for 2 days. So, you know, I'm having a hard time integrating, but it certainly... Everyone was wonderful, and I'm just so grateful to this group who worked together as such an incredible unit. And this had to be done together. This was, you know, it was amazing, just amazing. And so I'm, you know, forever grateful to everybody, and to everyone, whether they were there or not. As far as I'm concerned, they were there energetically because I can, you know, as I talk to people, like I said, you know, they kind of went out on Saturday or Sunday and or both, and everybody was glowing. I mean, everybody was just physically beautiful that was there, glowing. So it'll be interesting to see as the comments come in. I really didn't expect them to come in this soon because, you know, I can barely form a sentence. I don't know if anybody else is having the same problem or not. And
probably takes a while, huh?
I think the biggest problem was the crown chakra because every time I lay down, it's like this giant spiral, and I'm just gone. And so,
are you sleeping at all?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Exhausted. Yeah, exhausted. It's like I'm trying to stay awake is the most difficult thing. It's like what Squirrel wrote and Laura, you know, and Jacqueline and, you know, I think, and the other Laura, staying awake is a problem.
Hmm.
we're all still integrating. And I'm having tremendous headaches because...
Well, you were having those before, too, weren't you? Preparation.
Was I?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something with the music itself, playing the music. What was interesting is people, as I was working with the music, people kept saying, you look better than I've ever seen you look. The music itself was transformative.
Great.
What's interesting, the day after...
Where did you get the music, Jackie?
I put it together.
You channeled it?
No. Well, yeah, I channeled the pieces in terms of what went with what and where, yes, absolutely. Because until I play the whole meditation, I don't know what's on there.
Hmm.
And it's like hearing it for the first time. When it's all put together, mm-hmm. whatever happens to me, I have no idea, but it all goes in. And then what happens is I take each meditation and play it for the first time. And then they're giving me visuals, and as I'm doing the visuals and writing them out, I'm saying, no, this piece doesn't work. Then I have to run in and start looking for the right piece emotionally to fit into that slot.
Hmm.
And so it's a very long process.
Hmm.
What was interesting was that the music for me is a very exciting process. It's like being in the height of your creativity. I don't know how else to explain that. It is a creative process that is so exquisite. I don't know how to explain it. It's like so juicy, so exciting, so transformative. There are no words for me to give it other than I just get excited beyond belief. And I'm obsessed with music. Everywhere I go, I hear music, music, music. It's in my head. It's constantly. I'm sure there are musical notes floating around all over the house. And I swear. And my son said, as you know, he was coming home at night, that you know the music would waft out onto the street and out through the gates of the subdivision. And I don't know how that happened, you know. The next day after the intensive, the speakers weren't packed properly. And I said to the girls, we got to get these out, pack them properly so I can seal them. And anybody that touched the speakers got whacked.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they literally, their heads started spinning. That's how much the music imbued everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been fascinating to me is, as out there as I am, I still, I'll hear a piece of music or something will strike me, and I'm still downloading music. I have thousands and thousands of dollars worth of music on my computer.
Oh, my.
And, but they have to be the right, I don't know how to explain it. There's something, music, you know, the harmonics of the universe, it's all based on musical notes, and when you, I don't know that I can give this language, but it has something to tapping into that. And they tried to explain this to me back in '94, and I really understand it now.
Mm.
That it has to do with the music. That you know, because I know at one meditation we had a problem with the microphone, and although people couldn't hear me properly, they were having their experience. They were writing the music, and the music was so imbued that they had their experience. I thought that
wonderful.
Was
wonderful. Wow.
Yeah, it's cool.
That sounds great.
Okay, I'm going to bring the team in. I really was hesitant, but my poor crown is... So if I just kind of take off, you'll know that I literally left through my crown.
I have this little string on your toe.
Thank you very much. Be my sandbag. All right. All right. What do we think, Jackie? for allowing us to come through tonight. All right. Veronica, we want to thank you for the work that you've been doing with your friend and certainly celebrate you for the beautiful work.
Thank you so much.
All right. It's important that you know that.
Thank you. We celebrate her and her work in the world.
Yes, well, she's making big changes before she makes a transition, and that's, you're facilitating that, and so you've done a wonderful job.
Thank you so much.
Now, let's talk to everyone here that's listening, and we'll talk more about this at a later date, but we want you all to understand the incredible job that you've done. And we're going to talk a minute about the Federation so that you understand.
Okay.
There are many races that really question and have very little interest in it. All right? They find you to be very primitive and not of a lot of consequence. Now, there are many races that feel differently, but there are those. It's a big universe, people. And they came. They were there. And they were told, look, this is really going to happen. We believe this is going to happen. When they saw the beauty of who you are, the courage and the love, there was no question in their mind, and they stayed out of respect. Now, we would like you all to own that, to feel that in your hearts. All right? Very important for all of you. What you did here, far bigger than you realize yet. Now, we've talked about the fact that this would accelerate contact and accelerate a lot of things. And you're just beginning to see how many things are changing and will change. Many of you are still integrating, and you're going to be integrating for a while. All right? Don't beat yourselves up or think that there's nothing wrong with you. You're doing fine. You're doing wonderfully. Many of you still have pieces of yourselves out in these experiences that you haven't pulled all the way back. Many of you didn't want to leave. That's fine, too. And many of you are traveling back and forth in your dream state. After having connected with friends and family in different places. Now, there was more. You know, we didn't go to Arcturus and other places that could have happened, but it was deemed that this was all that was necessary to accomplish what it was you needed to do. There were those that stood down and said, no, it's all right. They can get through this, no problem. Now, light. You all took on a lot more light. And some of you are going to have some issues with this. Now, not bad ones. But we want to kind of say this to you to be very honoring of your energy fields right now. Because you're not all fully integrated, all of you. So probably not a good idea to go into the middle of big crowds if you can avoid it. And if you do go, take the time. To pull light in around you, put up your shields, however you do it, you all have your own methods, which are perfect for you. Now, this is not to say that other people are bad or wrong. It's not that. It's that you're not fully integrated, and therefore, all right, until you are, it can be a little uncomfortable. All right? A little uncomfortable. Now, let's talk about love. And the channeling of the energy that you know as God, or more appropriately, God and Goddess. We would throw in a little of all that is, but again, energetically, that can only come in when to a degree. And as the team, we were very, very careful with the channel and created kind of a funnel of protection to bring it in so that she didn't go poof, as she says. But the message that was given to all of you was an important one. And the crux of that message was to see God, to see Goddess in the eyes of every human and every being on and off planet. To step out of your judgments, to step out of your fears, and to see their love and their beauty. Now, the reason some of you had experiences where people were staring at you, it was your light. You were glowing, and you still are. And like the moth to the flame, people will be attracted to you. Inexplicably, wanting to be in your energy, coming in close in any way that they can. Or you will find that people are incredibly kind, going out of their way to do just whatever to assist you. Don't lose that peace, people. Don't lose that peace. What's been accomplished here is very important. And you have a responsibility now. Not only be the bridge, but to be the bearers of love. To radiate it, to project it, to recognize it in even those people that may be difficult. The ones that are easy to judge. There are a lot of them out there right now. You're reading about a lot of them in your newspapers and hearing about them on your news.
You mean the judgeable ones?
Yes. And your job is to see that spark of God, Goddess, all that is in them as well. And to connect that, not to their actions, but to look into their eyes and look past all of the things that they're doing, because by recognizing that, it impacts them. And it can awaken them to the truth of who they are. Now, there are some people already that have had relationships, if we were careful about how we phrase this, with some of the beings that you encountered. With intents that were destructive to your planet. And some of them are already coming apart, breaking down. They don't know what's happening. All they know is that something has happened. And that's all right. You see, when you were there, you talked to them and asked them to stop interfering with Earth, to stop trying to hurt Earth, the financial markets and the leaders of different countries and people of prominence in corporations and on. Military. That's having an impact from the top to the bottom. We want you to know this, that what you did is making a change, is having an impact greater than you can imagine. It may not happen overnight, but it's happening. And your job is to recognize their light, to recognize the spark of God, Goddess, all that is in them. In them, so that they can see it in themselves. Because for them, it got lost, got stuffed. It may have gotten shredded like their souls at some point for them to be where they are today. But as what happened, in the Pleiades, it can happen on Earth. And if you've embraced your shadow, faced your shadow, then you won't have to judge the shadow in another. That's important, people. Because when you embrace your shadow, you don't need to judge another to feel better about yourself, or to make them bad and wrong, or to blame them. There are two ways to make change. You can put them all in jail if you can catch them. You can get somebody to prosecute them. You know, we can go through the list. You already know. You all have a belief system that the big boys don't get punished. Or girls, big boys and girls. We don't want to be prejudiced here. But there's another way. And you can do it through the power of love. And that's a new way. Be clear that your ability to project that love today, after opening the Stargate and all that you've done, can have amplified impact. Amplified impact. And be life-changing for people. And when you walk away after looking in the eyes and sending love to them and seeing that peace in them, you don't know the impact you've had as you walk away, but we can assure you that in that moment of eye contact, they can be different. They can be changed. And that's what we encourage you to do now. To be responsible enough to recognize that you can have that kind of positive impact on everyone.
Do you think we all have to do more shadow work in order to be clear about that?
If you're not clear, then do more shadow work. Do you understand?
I do. I guess
if you can hold the vibration and the frequency, then do it.
Mm.
But come clean. Come from your power, not your arrogance.
Mm.
Your power of love. You already know that there's nothing more powerful than love.
Right.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just some word, some idea.
We have to draw to a close, unfortunately.
All right. How long do we have, Veronica?
About 2 minutes.
All right. Did you want to talk about your
show? Yes, my show next Tuesday night is Christine Upchurch, and we're talking about the Reconnection, which is a wonderful healing energy system, and that's very exciting. And next week is my show, and I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about. Probably transitions, some more change.
All right. All right, dear one. Well, we'd like to talk with all of you for a moment. We'd love to work with you tonight. To connect with all of you. To meet with all of you, or to invite you to a meeting would be more appropriate. Talk about the power of love and what you can do for all of you that are waiting to figure out how you're going to have impact so that you can understand that through that power of love can be more impactful than any book you'd ever write, any speech you'd ever give, any seminar you'd ever have. By recognizing that you can change lives, by being a vehicle of not only your love, but of God, Goddess, all that is love, the universe's love. We will never invade you as you go to sleep tonight if you will call us in. Dear team, I'd like to participate in the meeting. I want to be a channel of love. Know that we love you, dear ones. It is a joy and an honor to be with all of you tonight, and we say that sincerely. And for you as well, Veronica.
Thank you, and thank you for opening the Stargate and leading all that.
Well, again, it was a joint effort. Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. You all came. You all participated, whether you were there or not. You were there energetically. And all of you that placed your crystals so beautifully. Those crystals became multidimensional, dear ones. And you can tap into them anytime. We love you all. Until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste and good night.